We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of those things, couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in
that. What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier?
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Coming to you live from the Mobile Kia Studios. We are broadcasting from home. Here on a Wednesday, it's hump day.
Hump day. What's happening, man?
How are you, Randy?
I am good. I'm good, man. Got my morning Home Depot run in.
Yeah, you are a absolute superhero of the day. Getting up as early as he did, getting everything done. Look, I know you guys are probably up at the crack of dawn anyway with all the kids home, but we do our normal morning morning phone call where you, me, Brian, and Wendy all get on the phone together and kind of go over what we want to talk about every day at 9 o'clock. And we're doing the normal call, and then all of a sudden we're hearing weird noises in the background, and it sounds like a cash register and all kinds of stuff's going on. And I was like, who's at the gas station? And Randy goes, oh no, I'm at Home Depot buying mulch. And then we hear Donna in the background. You guys are the DIY heroes.
Oh man, I mean, we're just trying to get all this stuff done, trying to keep her occupied. You know, I can sit on the couch and watch TV and drink beer all day, but you got to find something for her to do, and that's what she does. She goes to Home Depot, and so she's redoing the entrance in coming in our community. So she's planting flowers and mulch and all that stuff.
Nice.
So.
That sounds good. That sounds like a nice Wednesday activity. Although it's kind of chilly out there. I don't know.
It's a little cold.
It was beautiful over the weekend. Had a really, really, really nice day on Monday, and then got a little rainy yesterday, a little cold today, but it's supposed to be nice by the end of the week, which is part of the reason why you and I are entertaining the idea of broadcasting live from the McMichael pool deck on Friday for the show from 10 to 2. Although, and I guess people are busy or something like that, but like we can't get a thumbs up on whether or not we can do it. Like, I think we just do it. I think we just go for it.
I mean, it's cool with me. I just got to clean up because the backyard is a disaster.
That
rain and everything just looks raggedy back here.
Yeah, don't worry about that, though. I mean, I'll bring my blower over. You got your blower. And during breaks, we'll just take care of the debris.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. All right. So we're 20 minutes away from what's trending. Tons to get to, honestly. Some interesting stuff coming out of the NBA last night about how they're going to proceed and whether or not players are going to get paid and how that's going to maybe encourage getting everyone back on the court. Also, some really strong commentary from Adam Schefter.
He is mad.
And he was mad when this whole thing started and free agency. I guess we were on the eve of free agency a couple weeks ago, and he did not think that the NFL should proceed the way that they were going to. Now, I think one thing that we need to keep in mind when we talk about Adam Schefter is Adam Schefter is about as dialed in and plugged in with the NFL when it comes to agents and general managers and players and coaches and everyone that we have as far as the media goes. But I think he also has an obligation to, in some way, the interest of the people that are his sources. And to me, when I hear Adam Schefter on TV last night and for the last week or so, talking so adamantly about not having the NFL offseason go on as planned and the draft and everything else, that sounds to me like he's echoing the sentiments of a lot of the agents and a lot of the scouts and a lot of the general managers that he works with.
Yeah, because these guys, those are guys you just read off bunk. Those are the guys that have to do the most work right now. You know, I was listening. I love listening to Lewis Riddick talk football, and he's right. This is about not the first round guys or the second round guys. It's about the fourth, fifth round guys,
yeah.
And their agents calling teams and calling scouts and like, hey, this is my player. Let me see if I can get some tape out there on him, something like that. So yeah, it is a more difficult way of doing your job, and I understand completely where Shefty's coming from. But what would we have if we didn't have the NFL right now? I mean, honestly, what would we have? And now the NFL, they're basically saying they're predicting business as usual as far as, yeah, when the season comes.
Yeah, and you're right about that. And in that sense, I'm thankful, and I think sports fans in general are thankful to have something. I mean, if anything, to be a bit of a distraction and maybe a slight little, you know, bright spot in what is a really weird time right now. But also, like, I mean, that's one way to spin it. Like, if you're the NFL and say, yeah, people need the distraction, people need this outlet, but it's also very self-serving. Like, it's very nice for the NFL to be the only thing that's happening right now also. Like, so maybe they're doing it as a public service, but I also have to think that there's some part of it that they're doing that is a service to themselves. Which is fine. Like, if it meets both purposes and people are happy with it, then that's okay. I just don't think Adam Schefter is completely wrong. I also think that he's speaking on behalf of those people because those people can't. We saw that memo from Roger Goodell that was an internal memo last week that basically said, yeah, and we don't need to be complaining about this publicly either, or else there might be might be repercussions. So if you're a general manager or whoever in the NFL and you disagree with the league proceeding as normal, you can't say that. You might get in trouble for it, but you can say it to Adam Schefter and have him go on ESPN and say it, which is to me what it sounds like. Anyway, we'll let you hear from Schefter coming up in about 15 minutes. Also, Kirby Smart met with the media yesterday and had quite a bit to say, so we'll get to that. Before we get anywhere else, though, I know we've been talking a bit about this since the Falcons started making moves in free agency. No doubt that one of the, if not the biggest focus of the offseason had to be improving the pass rush. We know that they got Dante Fowler, which is great. Dante Fowler is an Atlanta Falcon. He had 11.5 sacks last year. That's nice. But if you look at that side of the ball and that line and how much the Falcons have lost this offseason, I'm sitting here scratching my head, and I'm sitting there watching last night as Jack Crawford signs with the Titans and Adrian Claiborne signs with the Browns, and the Falcons effectively this offseason thus far have lost more than half the sacks they had last season. Now, again, they brought back Dante Fowler, so hopefully that's going to fill some of that void. But the Falcons still have a lot of work to do as far as the defensive line goes. Like, that pass rush was a disaster last year, and it's been a disaster for a couple of years. Just adding Dante Fowler is good, but it's not enough, is it?
No, it's not enough. You got to have some more bodies. And when you look at losing a Jack Crawford or a Adrian Claiborne, that's your depth right there. That's part of your rotation. Those guys were in your two-way rotation, and now they're gone. So you know that they have to replace them. Dante Fowler, I mean, he is brought in to be your lead pass rusher for your team, but you got to have other guys. I mean, I've been on teams where we've had superstar pass rushers like Jason Taylor and Adewale Gounley and guys like that, and David Bowens, but then you brought in veterans like Rob Burnett, a veteran like a Jay Williams, because these guys will get you 4 or 5 sacks, but they were also that body that can give your superstar pass rushers a break every now and then. And so they got to go out and find some of those guys. Obviously, they're going to draft them. We think they're going to draft some.
Right, that's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing.
We think they're going to draft some. But, I mean, they got to find some more bodies because you can't have Grady playing all those plays. You can't have Dante Fowler playing all those plays or Tack or Tyler Davidson or Adam Bailey or whatever. You got to get other guys in here.
Yeah, you just named all of them. those are the only guys. There are people behind them. I'm not trying to diminish Steven Means or Deidre Sinnott or any of these players that are going to be on the roster next year. I'm just talking about, and it's hard to even call like Tack McKinley a known commodity. He's a guy that you know. I wouldn't call him a commodity. I was going again with all of this stuff happening last night. It just sort of struck me as And the Falcons still have a lot of work to do as far as that goes, and they don't have any money left to spend. And maybe they can get creative. Maybe there'll be a veteran that comes free in the middle of the summer that they can go get or whatever. Like an Adrian, not an Adrian Claiborne, that's who they
have. Like Alan Bailey last year, exactly.
A guy like that will come available, and the Falcons will have to make a move to do that. It's just a matter of having – and after the June 1 money clears with Trufant and the Devontae Freeman, they'll have a little bit of more money to spend in the summertime too. But – one of the numbers that just punched me right square in the forehead, and people probably remember it. I don't know why it surprised me the way that it did. I guess I just hadn't been thinking about it. It was the fact that Tack McKinley had 3.5 sacks last year.
Yeah.
3.5. And I know he missed the last quarter of the season or whatever. But, I mean, this is a defense that went almost 5 consecutive games without sacking the quarterback last
year. You remember that?
Yeah, I mean, it was like they set a record, didn't they? Didn't they go the most minutes or the most plays ever in NFL history without sacking the quarterback?
I think they did, or they were like close to it.
Or they were really close to it, whatever. Yeah. So that already was a problem, and now you've lost some of those rotational pieces off that defensive line, and we're sitting here with 5 guys that you even know, and I don't even, like I said, know how comfortable I feel with them, with Dante Fowler, Tack McKinley, Grady Jarrett, Tyler Davison, and Alan Bailey, like. You got to add 2 or 3 more guys to that rotation, unless you're telling me that John Kaminsky is going to make a massive jump, that Deidre Sanat is finally going to live up to a third-round draft pick, that, I mean, Jacob Tuoti Mariner, I don't even know how to say his name right now. Hopefully I'll learn how to say it because he's effective next year. Like, that those guys are going to be the answer rotationally? Because to me, that's the problem with where the Falcons are right now salary cap-wise. Yes, you can have the money to go get Dante Fowler and Todd Gurley. What you don't have the money for is that middle class of your roster, is that good, solid rotational depth of your roster. And that's where having guys like Julio on the big contract and Matt Ryan on the big contract, that makes it a lot harder to do that. And if you look at teams that have had success in the NFL over the last 10 years, not so much focusing on the cheap quarterback or the rookie contract quarterback, it's guys that have rotational depth on the defensive line. And you know Dan Quinn wants to have that, and they just don't have it right now.
Yeah, I mean, and that's going back to what you said earlier, Bunk, is that, you know, there will be moves, there will be veteran cuts and all that, but hell, we don't even know when they're going to be back in the building to get cut. So, you're sitting at a point where those two names, John Kaminsky and Deidre Sanat, I mean, Kaminsky, to me, looks like he's probably going to be on the roster. We don't know what Deidre Sanat is, and, you know, I think, is the time running out on him, or has it run out? I mean, this is a area where they have got to find some more bodies in there, and preferably effective bodies. 3.5 sacks is not good enough. We know one thing about Tack, he's going to play hard. We know that. But playing hard and not producing, you know, two different things, all right? Because you're supposed to play damn hard, but you also got to be out there and produce. You know, so, I mean, you could always say, look at the motor on this guy. But yeah, all you're doing is running. I mean, you're running. You're not affecting any part of the game from your position. And you know, when you look at him and you put Fowler on the other side, Fowler, he plays hard. In his last year, he was very productive. But what was that production before? He was hurt, banged up, you know, got to a point where he wasn't even starting on Jacksonville's D-line, you know. And now he's here in Atlanta, and they're putting all their eggs in like, okay, this is going to be our lead dog, but we need everybody else to help out also.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And that all gets me back to the point of, as we lead up to the draft, which is what, 22 days away now, the Falcons need to take a defensive lineman in the first round. You need to take a defensive lineman. And you know what? I'd like a defensive lineman in 2 of the first 3 picks. Get me an edge rusher in the first 3 rounds and get me a defensive tackle in the first 3 rounds and build that depth. And, I mean, also, the other hard part about that is don't miss. Like, you got to get guys in the draft, and they have to be good.
that's the thing, Andy, is that they don't have enough on their defensive side to miss on anybody. You've got to come away with – you know, 3 starters. They brought in 3 starters throughout free agency, so you got to get 3 more starters in the draft. And that go back to what Chuck Smith said to Duke Spell. You got to find a starter with that number 16 pick. Even if it is a corner, another position, you got to find a guy who you're going to put in there, and he's going to be either beside Grady or wherever he's going to be. But you got to hit with those 2 picks, man, because you are. You know, there's no future cap space or nothing that Dan needs to think about right now. All right, well, you can worry about that next year.
We'll come back and get to what's trending here, including what Kirby Smart means.
How much of it can be done virtually? I don't know that.
I don't know either, Kirby, but a lot of things are being done virtually right now. We'll get to that and more in what's trending right after this on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as well as the radio.com app.
What's trending?
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Let Reliable Heating and Air protect your home against heating and cooling breakdowns with a tune-up for just $89.95. Or upgrade to a new Trane system for just $109.99 a month.
Welcome back to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Wednesday. Now, we'll get to what's trending in just a minute. I'll let you hear from Kirby Smart in just 1 second. But there's a number of things that we want to do here because, well, it is April 1st, Randy, which traditionally is April Fool's Day. But, like,
man, please.
I think it's fair to just take a year off. Like, right? And the last thing we need is people getting tricked by weird Twitter pranks today, right?
Hell yeah, especially if it has something to do with this epidemic, man. I mean,
yeah, don't do that.
You know, I ain't the type of person who believes in like being a mob or anything, like a Twitter mob. But if somebody does something like that, Twitter mob them. Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
make them want to delete their damn account for doing something stupid like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's just reckless. So don't do that. I mean, I know I've already seen some folks out there goofing around about the Falcons jersey release. I mean, that's pretty harmless. But even still, like, I don't know, man. It just seems like people are so on edge right now. Any like April Fool's joke that goes even slightly too far, I don't know, runs the risk of upsetting a lot of people. So maybe a moratorium. 1 year. Take 1 year off on the April Fool's Day pranks. What we want to do, though, in keeping with Midday Show tradition, and we like to have fun anyway, instead of April Fool's Day pranks, we want to hear your best April Fool's Day dad jokes. And I know Randy's going to love this more than anybody, because Randy loves a good dad joke, being a dad himself.
Yeah, whatever.
I got a couple to start with, okay? Are you ready?
Do I have a choice?
Yeah, I mean, you could say don't do it, and then we'll just immediately move on and not have any fun and listen to Kirby Smart.
Well, I mean, you're going to do it anyway, though.
No, I won't. If you don't want me to do it, I won't do it.
I would love you. I would love for you to do it, Andy.
Okay, there we go. This one was submitted by our guy, Ricky Ricardo. What do you call a fish with no eyes?
I don't know. Eyeless fish?
A fish. Fish.
What the hell?
Instead of fish, it's fish. It took the eye out. Here's one from Brian Gebhardt. Brian Gebhardt says he doesn't have a dad bod. He has a father figure. Solid.
Man,
keep them coming.
Move on to Kirby. Can we move
at
on to Kirby,
TBM929 on Twitter. Send them to me. I'll read your best dad jokes all day long in keeping with April Fool's Day. Let's hear from Kirby Smart, who's also a dad.
So
how much of it can be done virtually? I don't know that. I think that's something we're coming across now. It's really more how much can they digest virtually, because you want to give the kids everything they can. We're trying to act like we're going through spring practice right now, and we're doing it with our players virtually, but with 2 hours a week, it makes that a little bit tougher.
Yeah, that was Kirby on his conference call yesterday. Roddy Nabalsi from UGASports.com is going to join us at 11:20 and help dive deeper into some of what we heard from Kirby. But that right there is one of the conversations that every coach in every sport that is trying to get ready for a season is dealing with right now, which is, can I really coach my team via Zoom meetings? And I mean, I was thinking about it last night, because I know we were talking yesterday about how scouting departments and general managers are going to be at a disadvantage going into the draft. But you said the ones who are really good at it and the ones who have already done their work and the ones who have a good system in place will really thrive. I also just think coaches that are really good communicators are going to thrive in this situation. Like, this is going to separate the really good coaches and the really good communicating coaches from coaches who maybe aren't as good at that.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, this is when they say coaching matters, which it always does. This is how you or who's the most organized, or, you know, all these different things are going to come up when you're trying to get your teams ready or prepared when you can't have hands-on contact. That's the one thing about a great coach, is the hands-on coaches, the ones that will actually can show you, demonstrate, or whatever the case may be. When you can have those kind of coaches, those usually make the best kind. And so right now, he said 2 hours a week. So, I mean, what, they're going 15-minute sessions? I mean, it is got to be a hassle, for one. I mean, I know the one thing about the players is that they want some kind of football. You know, usually you're like, man, I don't want to hear this, man. I don't want to go to practice, man. I don't want to go to meeting. Man, players want it now, Andy. They want some kind of football, some kind of normalcy, when you think about that there's still no – definitive answer if they're going to play football this year. I mean, that's the case right there. But so you could be preparing and nothing happens. And so that's also that part of the unknown that we've been talking about for the last 2.5 weeks.
That's interesting that you look at it that way, because, and you're probably right about that, because people are so desperate for anything other than their quarantine, like going on a Zoom meeting with their coach and going over whatever formation or play is probably a nice break from that. Because in my mind, I was like, you know, everybody has guys like you mentioned on their team that are like, man, I don't want to do this. I don't like meetings. I don't like looking at tape, whatever. And in my thought process, I was like, this is just going to make that worse for those guys. But I like your optimistic view of it. It's going to make guys that normally wouldn't like to do that kind of stuff maybe more focused on it because there's nothing else to do.
Oh, my God, dude. These dad jokes. Oh, my God.
Oh, they're coming in, huh?
Oh, they're coming in.
Oh, good.
Oh, J. Edwards Jackson. Dear dad joke. I was addicted to the hokey pokey, but I turned myself around. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so bad and so good at the same time. Oh, okay, this one's from Kevin. What do you call a dog that does magic?
Don't know.
A labracadabrador.
Oh, my God. What did the buffalo say to his son as he left for college? Bye, son. Bye, son. God almighty. This is, oh, my God.
Oh, keep them coming. They're so bad. Oh, my God. So bad. Okay, and so good at the same time. Oh, man, I love it. April Fool's Day, folks. The like the most wholesome, keeping it cleanest April Fool's Day of all time. We'll change that later, though, because we have a really, really weird joke to get to in the Wendy Zone, but that's a long time from now. Hey, we were talking about Adam Schefter being fired up. Here that is from last night.
And we all hope that it happens, frankly. We all want that back. We all want to see the days where we have that distraction of football. But OTAs, that's not happening. Yeah. The offseason program, that's not happening. The draft is happening only through the sheer force and determination and lack of foresight from Phil Franklin. I mean, they are determined to put this on while there is carnage in the streets.
Damn. That's Adam Schefter last night on SportsCenter. Yeah, like really mad. And I mean, he's not wrong, though. I mean,
no, he's
not. Let's be honest about it. And I don't remember if it was him last night who said this or who somebody did or maybe somebody wrote it. I have no idea. All we do is listen to and read things right now because we can't do anything else. If this continues at the trajectory that it's going on, which there's no reason to think that it won't, the pandemic, the coronavirus, and the positive tests and unfortunately the fatalities, the deaths, when we get to the draft in 22 days from right now, like we're going to be right around the worst of it. And to do all of this in the midst of that, like when things are that much worse, I mean, it has the potential to be a really bad look for the NFL. Now, to be fair, we are what? Like kind of 2 weeks into with the tampering period and free agency and all that stuff. It's been about 2 weeks now, right? I think it has served as a nice distraction for sports fans because there's literally nothing else going on. I don't think anyone, because we talked about it, how people are going to be upset with all of this going on and guys signing million-dollar contracts. I think people have been able to separate the two pretty well thus far as I've seen. It just, I don't know. I worry that a couple weeks from now, with as bad as this may get, that might end up being a really bad look for the NFL.
It could be, Andy, but like you said, right now we're just starving for some kind of sports. Sports is such a big part of the culture in our country, and I mean pretty much around the world. We know that, and we think that as long as we are not putting ourselves in a situation where, you know, people can get affected by it, we're keeping our distance and all that, that everything might be fine. But it doesn't look like, you know. I know Adam, and I know how he can be sometimes, and sure, he is very strong-willed, you know, very, you know, will say what's on his mind because he does think he's untouchable over there at ESPN because he kind of is, because like you said, he's pretty much the only tapped in guy, you know what I'm saying? So he can say different things like that. I know some people don't agree with him, and I know a lot of people do agree with him, but I mean, the NFL, they are taking advantage of this moment, and we saw that from the start of when free agency started on time and when all these other things are happening. We saw that the NFL is going to take charge and be like, okay, this ain't going to stop us because we're not in a room together, because we're not congregating as a big group. We are taking precautions to be able to put on a draft, and that's what they're going with.
Hey, Randy, how do you make a napkin dance?
I don't know.
Put a little boogie in it.
Oh, my God.
April Fool's Day dad jokes. Let's hear from Sekou Smith.
This doesn't just have financial, you know, effects all over the place. This has real life implications for everybody who breathes in the basketball ecosystem around the world.
Yeah, he's right. The players are the ones that are discussing, and the league discussing what they're going to do next with the potential of paychecks and salaries and across the league, not just for players, but people in the NBA getting cut by up to 25% in the next pay period, 2 weeks from today. But he's right. There's a lot of people that are tangentially related to the NBA, guys that work in the arena, and thank goodness the Hawks are taking care of that. People that cover teams. I mean, look, we've unfortunately had part-time people at our radio station lose jobs right now because of this situation. People that cover the Hawks lose jobs because of this situation. We're starting to see the economic effects of this, and that's what Sekou Smith is talking about right there.
Yeah, because everybody's been affected by it. I mean, you know, like you said, we lost some close friends because of this, because of what's going on right now. I mean, and people are going to continue to get laid off and everything. And you see the NBA, they're big top wigs. They're taking pay cuts and all this stuff. I mean, this is where we're at right now. And we can talk about the money part of it. What's going to happen with the NBA, man? Because the 15th or whatever is coming. You know what I'm saying? And are they going to be like yeah, where my check at? I know I ain't played in 2 weeks, but I need to get the rest of my money. I mean, this is a crazy situation, man.
Hey, Randy, our guy Dan Dixon bought some shoes from a drug dealer, and I don't know what he laced them with, but he was tripping all day.
Good Lord, Herbert. Hey, guys, make sure you stay connected with us by going to the App Store and downloading the radio.com app. Click 929 The Game and listen to us while you're at work. I mean, at home, I'm sorry. Oh, my God, that was horrible.
Wherever you are, it doesn't matter where you are, you can listen to us. That's what's so great about the Radio.com app. Hey, coming up next, you can hear on Radio.com, Brian Gebhardt joins us for Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal. Keep sending in the dad jokes. It's April Fool's Day here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Radio.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Imagine you like listening to John and Hugh. Now imagine bringing them with you anywhere with the Radio.com app. Download our app and listen anytime to any show.
Or stream on your smart device.
You can even rewind up to 24 hours and catch things you missed.
Download the Radio.com app now from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Wednesday. It's April 1st, which traditionally means it's April Fool's Day, but don't do any of that nonsense today, all right? Trying to trick people on social media. It's not worth it. It's not the time for that. But it is the time for dad jokes. And before we get to Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal, I've got a couple of really good ones. All right? You ready?
Let me hear it.
Here's one from Jimmy. Two cannibals are eating a comedian. One turns to the other and says, "Does this taste funny to you?" Not bad. Not terrible. You don't like that one.
His dad told him that one, so that's a great one.
Yeah, shout out to Jimmy's dad for that one. Here's my favorite one of the day thus far, but it's only 10:45, so I mean, who knows where we could go from here. This one's from Thomas Farrell. What do you call it when two weeds have a baby out of wedlock?
I don't know, Andy.
An oopsie daisy.
Oh my God.
That's pretty good. Come on. That's pretty good.
They're all good, man. They're good. My man Dan, we feeling for Dan because Dan just keeps them coming in, and Dan, we love them all. Though, so don't think we don't like him, Mr. Dan Dixon. But he's bringing it. He's bringing all the fire this morning, man.
He says he's working 14-hour days. I said,
"Hey, man, that's your brother. We got you, dog. Hey, keep them coming. We got you." But that, Dan is like, Dan keeps on sending them in. I like Dan. Dan seems like he's the life of the party, doesn't he? Like Dan, Dan gets some tequila in him. He just become a stand-up comedian.
Knock, knock.
Don't do that.
Knock, knock.
Who's there, Andy?
Hatch.
Hatch you, Andy.
Bless you.
What the?
All right, let's get to Big Deal, Small Deal.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal with Brian Gebhardt on the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey, the only Tennessee malt whiskey. Hello, Brian. Someone who can appreciate these dad jokes.
Yeah, it's a big deal that Randy's starting to come around to it. He laughed at a couple in What's Trending. He thought about laughing at a few there, but he's headed in the right direction with all these dad jokes.
I mean, no, it's not that they're not funny. It's just like, really? I think that's more my reaction to everything. Really? I mean, but this, we're all about having fun and, you know, trying to keep everybody entertained and everything. But so, I mean, I'm all for it, dog. You know that, man. I can adjust anything, brother. So keep them coming. But the hat you win, did you come up with that one yourself, Andy?
No, that was from our guy, Tim Stevens.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Tim.
Well, thanks, Timmy.
You know, it's great. Randy feels obligated to not rip the listeners if they're bad. If they're mine, he'll make fun of them. But if a listener sends it in, he'll be polite about it, which is great. I'm just going to hide behind all of them being listener jokes from now on.
All right. Big deal, small deal, no deal. Trae Young being part of a 16-player field of NBA stars participating in the NBA 2K20 Players Tournament that'll air on ESPN and ESPN2 starting this Friday and going for a week.
Randy?
I think it's a big deal. There's something else for you to see your athletes do and interact. I was reading about it this morning that, you know, they're ranking the players by their rating on the game they're playing. So I think Kevin Durant's number one. Trae Young is number two, actually.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I think it's going to be a lot of fun for the guys. You see them interact and everything. And then, you know, they're broadcasting it live. I mean, we need some kind of content. So, I mean, I think it's a big deal.
I mean, it's something, right? I'm not going to say it's no deal, but I'm also not going to knock it because we don't have anything right now. I'm probably not going to watch it, but there'll probably be some people that will, which is good. And look, I mean, if there's anything that can get you through right now and give you some mild semblance of normalcy, whether it's watching Kevin Durant play against Rui Hachimura in NBA 2K on TV, then good. That's awesome. Let that happen for you and feel normal for a minute. I know last night going back and watching that Mets-Braves game, I don't know how many people watched that on ESPN last night, but the first Mets game at Shea post 9/11, that was crazy. It was crazy going back and watching that game. It's just, I mean, so much fun about going back and seeing that. Obviously, that was a really difficult time in our nation's history as well. And then they had Chipper Jones on SportsCenter afterwards doing an interview about that game. Chipper Jones said the four favorite games of his career were the four games in that series. Everything else comes after that. Pretty cool statement from Chipper, having played in so many big moments. But, anything is welcome right now. So I'll call it a big deal, too.
Two reasons why it's a big deal. One is because I told my 10-year-old nephew, who's a huge Trae Young fan, that they're doing this tournament and Trae Young has a team, and his eyes lit up. So he's super excited.
Okay,
he'll probably
good.
Watch every single game. But the other bigger deal about this is you can bet on it.
What?
And here are some of the odds. Oh, yeah, you can. And I can't believe I got this email. It's probably just certain websites I go to. But Kevin Durant is your favorite at plus 375. And Trae Young is tied for third best odds at plus 700. But the guy I'm looking at, and I might, you know, throw a little $50 bet on it or something, DeMarcus Cousins, plus 1,800. Guy's been hurt for like 2 years. So he's been just rehabbing and playing 2K, I would assume.
That's
so
a great point.
For my money.
So you said the favorite is Kevin Durant?
Yeah, Kevin Durant's at plus 375, followed by Devin Booker at plus 600. And then Trae Young is tied with DeAndre Ayton at plus 700 for third best odds.
Well, you know what's funny is that I think people are actually thinking that they're betting on their game and not the fact that they got to play a video game. They're like, there won't be any athletic ability used in this competition. So, I mean, bet your money. You can bet at your own risk.
Yeah, man, you're the one who's self-declared Thunder Thumbs.
I'm Thunder Thumbs when I'm like putting these things in effect, not pushing buttons. I don't know what the hell I just said or what the hell that just meant.
Well, no. I want to examine that a little bit. How does one put his Thunder Thumbs into effect?
I just don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. I mean, I can't play video games. I'm not good. I try to entertain Isaiah sometimes when he's playing a video game. But, you know, I heard Hugh saying it this morning. Like, I haven't played Madden like seriously in forever.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't played video games. Like, I don't even have a video game system in here that isn't my son's. Like, I used to have all the video game systems. I don't have them no more. But I still don't know how I'm able to put my thumbs to use right now. And I'm looking dead at them right now, wondering. So.
When you went to Home Depot this morning, did you use a debit card or cash?
Debit card.
When you put your PIN number into the PIN machine, did you use your thumb or your index finger?
My index finger.
Oh, damn. I was hoping the thumb's got to work out.
Hold on. You use your you can like type in your debit card with your thumb. That don't feel weird?
No, I think I actually use my middle finger.
Oh, okay.
Because it's the longest one, so it's the closest one to the pin pad. I don't know. I think I probably alternate between my index and my middle finger. Depends on the day. I'm not really sure. Now you got me thinking about it.
You thinking, all right. Okay, I got to read this one right here. From Kevin Lynn Baggett. Did you hear the score to the game between the moon and the ocean? It's tied.
All right, I got two more. What did the fish say when it swam into the concrete wall?
I don't know.
Damn. Get it? Because it was a dam? Because it was a fish?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Here's another one from our guy, Dan. This one's really good. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
I don't know, Andy.
Because the P is silent.
You got a point.
Did you hear about the chameleon who couldn't change color?
No.
They had a reptile dysfunction.
Now that's great. that's the great one right there. I like that.
That's from our guy Doug Moore. Keep them coming, man. Dad jokes for April Fool's Day. No pranks, just dad jokes. Thank you, Brian. What did we get to one of them?
Yeah, we got to one. Trey Young's taking on Harrison Barnes in the first round on Friday. By the way.
All right, good to know. Good to know. We'll keep ourselves posted on that. We'll get to an NFL no huddle coming up next. A bunch of stuff going on in the NFL. Get back into a little bit of what Adam Schefter had to say. Also, we'll let you hear from one of the Falcons' newest offensive linemen. He was on the radio station yesterday. So don't go anywhere. Hour number two coming up next year on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.